Before we get started, I know you've all been informed on the situation regarding George Yarno. So I just want to address that right away. I just want to add a couple points without saying too much out of respect for George and his family. But I've spoke to him quite a bit over the last couple days. And, you know, it's been a tough situation. We know he has our full support in this fight that he's about to undertake. But after being informed in the news yesterday, he did receive some really positive news. So we were holding off. We did have a team meeting. We talked about it, but he's received some positive news on his treatment options and how we're going to go about attacking this. He's confident in the treatment plan, felt really good at the initial part of it, and so the plan that the doctors have, and he's actually excited about it, you know, about getting after this battle that he's at. I think for us to know that he just has our full support and through this whole thing. We updated, as I said, I know all of our team and Joe knows, or George knows, that our thoughts and prayers are with him. So he'll be away out from the office at times. You know, you won't be able to see him on the field, but we'll be with him every step of the way. He'll continue his role as the offensive line coach. You know, so when he's here, he'll be coaching the offensive line. When he's away from the office, then we'll just act accordingly from the inside. So that's pretty much all I want to say to you, just get you up to date. There's really nothing else I can say out of respect for George and his family. And I told him, you know, we'd make a statement, and then, you know, that would be it.
So you won't take a big
process? No. Yeah, we'll handle it with him. Yeah, just like today, he was out there in practice. Yeah, so when he's capable, then he'll be out there.
He'll just kind of watch so he
can do it. Yeah, he was out there just like you saw him today. Okay, anything else? Yeah, I think, you know, I was looking at practice real closely. I think Ricky's done a nice job. He really has. He put a lot of work in the offseason, and I think that he surprised us on his performance thus far. He's done a really good job. I think that he's really worked hard in owning the offense, and so he can play with more freedom, and he's shown that. I think, you know, just guys that stood out to me, I think Chad Henne's really done a nice job. Just watching him today, too, I think he's really starting to throw the ball well. His leadership, Cecil Short's really jumped out. I know I'm giving you some of the same names, but, man, he's really doing good. I think for him, just being in the mindset he is and how he's competing, it's really jumping out at me. Andre Branch is another guy. His pressure on the quarterback, just watching him through drill work, some of this vision that we talked to him about, he's done a nice job. And Jonathan Cyprian is another guy that I think is really coming into his own. So I know there's other guys watching tape, but you know, Ricky's a guy that's doing well, but those guys are the ones that are really jumping out.
Gus, how valuable was it for Luke to get 3 days out here and kind of get someone back up to speed, get someone else?
But it really good. You know what, I had a good talk with Luke yesterday in the training room, and he feels like the game has slowed down for him, you know, compared to last OTAs to where he's at now. Just like I think we had that conversation today. He feels really confident. He feels really comfortable in a situation. Now it's just the number of reps and getting his technique down. But as far as the speed of the game, he feels like it has slowed down for him.
How big of a step was this for him as you go into next week?
It's really big. I think D-Rock asked it yesterday about, you know, does he still feel kind of like a rookie in that position? And I think that although he hasn't had a lot of reps there, it has slowed down for him. So those are all really good signs. Pretty good. He got a lot of reps today, especially in that opportunity period that we have. I think he has a really good grasp of the offense. So for him, it's just making quality, you know, when he gets a rep and he gets his opportunity to really shine. So you're seeing, you know, back and forth, the consistency he needs to work on. Does a couple things well, and then the other things we just need to work out, which you would expect. You know, today's emphasis was a lot of situational football. You saw us, we were in the red zone. We also had third down. And I thought there was really good teaching going on, really good teaching. There were times when we had pressure where we felt like, okay, it could have been a defensive sack. Chance stood in there and still completed the pass. So you're seeing, like, victories on both sides of the ball. That's really good, really good. I think it'll just happen naturally. I think the more and more comfort level he has in playing the position, you'll see that will just gradually take place.
Next week.
Right. No, I'll tell you what I really like. I think that we're coming together as a team. And that's what you would hope. We always talk about owning the offense, owning defense, and the players owning it. We're not there yet. But I do feel like there's better communication taking place. I think last year we talked about the communication. Well, that's becoming a strength. I think we're becoming better communicators on the field. I think the players really enjoy playing with, you know, on the field with one another. And, you know, those are all things that we're looking at as a team, too. Those are very important qualities to have as a team. And that's what I think we're accomplishing. Yeah, I think we're pleased with him. You know, he has some restriction, but he's going through everything he can under the direction of our trainers.
So you think he'll be good to go for
him? I think so, yes.
Jensen's all the way back, Jensen full time.
Yeah, well, we got him some reps. I don't know exactly how he did today, but we incorporated him in the summer.
What about going for the Sabres?
He was back in there today, too.
Not limited.
A little bit limited, but yeah, it's not as bad as we, you know, thought. It wasn't that it was bad in the first place. We thought maybe Monday. But he was able, through his work with the trainers, to get back real quick.
How important was it to do something for her with Lee and Robinson?
It was good. You know, he's a guy that, you know, we're looking at multiple positions, kind of that guy that can play all three. One of the advantages of playing somewhat in the offense, now it's not exactly the same, but some of the terminology is there, and it gives him some flexibility to play multiple positions, so we're testing that out.
Talked a lot about competition. Is it Shiba a pretty good dogfight for those last couple?
Yes, yeah, that's going to be a fierce competition throughout. And my challenge to our guys is a lot of times, especially like the fourth, fifth, and sixth spot, those guys got to be really good special teams players. And so the competition, you're seeing it really even take place on special teams, you know, because they know how valuable that is. So, yeah, there's a number of guys right in there that are battling. A guy like Tannen Doss had a really good day yesterday. You know, so you're seeing each one of them really, you know, trying to maximize their reps.
Guys like Mike Brown and Kerry Taylor.
Mike Brown is really, really solid. Really solid. That's what I would have said last year. I say that, but I feel like he's solid, but he's stepped up his game because of the competition. You know, I think he's really taking command. You're seeing him lead other guys at that position. And just that in itself tells me he has a better command of things. But he's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
What's the diagnosis for Ace?
You know, just what we know. I know I talked to him before practice, and you know, he tested it a little bit today. But, you know, we'll see how it shakes out on Monday.
So you don't know about Monday?
No, I don't know.
What about Lee?
Lee, same thing. You know, we'll just find out. Yeah.
What do you think of the way he got hurt?
A
little lack of poise.
Yeah, a little bit of lack of poise. That's a good way to put it. You know what? It was. I talked to him, and there was other things we're trying to find out. But, you know, that's for him. He is so competitive that when he doesn't make a play, when he has an opportunity, it eats at him inside. And he needs to learn how to control that emotion. But it's better to say whoa than giddy up, the old saying. You know, so that's kind of with him.
Next week, more about more repetition, or you add more, especially for the rookies?
More repetition?
Yeah, just more to learn as far as the offense.
Yeah, offensively, it's kind of we install, and then the next day, no install. Then we came back and install. So we're trying to progress that way and see if that guys can get the, you know, take more control of the information.
Coach, can you talk about the offense?
Okay, I the left side of the offensive line, we feel really good about, including Mike Brewster. We think he's made really good progress, Zane and Luke. You know, with Austin Pastor at right tackle, we know what he's all about. We feel good there. That right guard spot is highly competitive right now. And we're really pleased with our young guys, along with Jock and you know, guys that are battling there. A really good conversation with him. Really, really good yesterday. I say with really, really strong confidence that he'll be here Monday.
You're worried at all that, you know, the guy comes from Super Championship in Florida, just nice paychecks in there.
No, I know him well enough.
Is he here to play?
Oh, yeah. The one thing I know about Chris Clemens, he'll be ready to go, and he's in shape. He had some things, like I told you before, I feel better now about his situation. And he assured me that he'll be here Sunday. I'm saying with 98% confidence he'll be here.